You started off your career in Broadway, doing many, many musicals. So what's it like going from making these musicals into going onto TV?
I can't say. It's one of those things that, like, I miss it every time I'm not doing it. I love television, and obviously I've been lucky enough to do some really cool shows that have gone on to be, you know, really lovely successes, which is awesome. But it's always, you know, it's always interesting to, I feel like I'm missing part of my family when I'm not, when I'm away from it. But I, you know, I love both. It's just, they're like apples and oranges.
So you must have been a bit sad that you didn't get to go onto the musical episode of The Flash then, right?
You know, when Steven, when I heard that they were going to do that, I was, the first text I made was, I said, Steven, are you going to be singing, bud? Because I know you got a, you got some pipes on you. And he was like, we'll see about that. But I know, you know, they've got such a wealth of musical talent there. Jeremy Jordan, Melissa Grant, like the whole Victor Garber. I actually did a show with Victor, and, you know, it's like, it's like a who's who of Broadway and, you know, musical theater actors over there.
But I'm assuming that the reason why you couldn't get on to that was because you were doing Chicago Med, right?
Exactly.
Now, looking at all of these medical shows, it must be very difficult for someone without a medical background to be able to recite the long names and the proper names of these diseases. What's it like for you? How do you try and memorize these sometimes difficult to pronounce names?
You know, there's definitely a good gag reel out there somewhere of all the mess ups and mistakes that we've made pronouncing all this stuff. But it's luckily we have actual medical personnel who assist us on a day-to-day basis. So pronunciation is always either a shout away or a text away with a voice memo returned. But it's you know, it's cool. The more we get into it, the more it gets a little bit easier. But there's always that one that just trips you up, and next thing you know, that's 10 takes later, and you still haven't quite gotten it right, and we've got to move on.
What's the difference between the fandoms of, say, Arrow and Broadway and medical fans?
You know, I gotta say, there's a lot of similarities between all of it. You know, what Dick Wolf has done with the One Chicago shows is really cool, and he's created this universe like Marvel has in the film community and that DC has now on television. And so there's, you know, what's lovely is to come to events like these at Supernova and see the fans who followed me over from Arrow, and are, some of them are aware of my Broadway days in musical theater, and, you know, they've followed me over to the other shows that I've done, and ultimately really right now with Chicago Med. It's very humbling and lovely and really great for me.
And so one final question. So has there been a sort of dream musical that you've always wanted to work on? And if you've already worked on it, what was it like?
You know, I just had an opportunity to do a reading of a new version of Chess, the musical that Benny and Bjorn from ABBA wrote with Sir Tim Rice. And it's just, you know, my dream is always of doing a role that hasn't been written yet, or doing a new take on a role that's that is established. I guess that just basically says that I love being on stage. So I'm excited about everything. It's, you know, it's always fun when I get to dip my toes back in the water, back in theater.